SJIS Radio presents Roundabout JA, a 5-minute feature on local news, ideas, people, places, and things. Roundabout JA.
On today's program, the Rhodes Scholar for 2017 is announced, and later a Parent Month tip. Let's go Roundabout JA, right after this.
Apply for PICA services during the Civil Service Week Expo in Emancipation Park on Tuesday, November 22 from 9 a.m. to 5 p.m. You can apply for next day, 3-day and 7-day passport service, unconditional landing and extension of stay, as well as Jamaican citizenship. No cash. Only debit and credit cards or manager's check will be accepted. Come visit the PICA booth at Emancipation Park on Tuesday, November 22 from 9 a.m. to 5 p.m.
The Rhodes Trust has announced a new Rhodes Scholar for 2017. 23-year-old Shakiba Foster, a graduate and lecturer in economics at the University of the West Indies, Mona, has been named among the greats such as Rex Nettleford and Mervyn Morris as the next Rhodes Scholar. Ms. Foster has her sights set on Oxford University, where she has been admitted to the Advanced Postgraduate Research Degree Program, where she will pursue an MPhil in economics. As she sat listening to the Governor-General, Sir Patrick Allen, during a ceremony at King's House recently, Ms. Foster said, based on the caliber of persons shortlisted for the award, she had her doubts.
Before I applied for this scholarship, I was a little bit doubtful. And so I took a while before I actually finished the application. And then coming here and seeing all of these brilliant people, 9 other brilliant folks, you wouldn't have thought that you would end up here. And so I'm just grateful.
Ms. Foster, who hails from the community of Riversdale in St. Catherine, praises her aunts and her mother for their support. The proud past student of St. Jago High School holds a Master of Science degree in economics with distinction and a Bachelor of Science in Banking and Finance. Jamaica Caribbean Secretary to the Rhodes Trust and member of the selection committee, Peter Goldson, says choosing the 2017 scholar was no easy task.
It was extremely difficult. We had 10 excellent candidates. She is clearly very intelligent and very thoughtful. She had many thoughts about education in Jamaica, about its economic problems, the AMIF program, the way forward. And I think that she's someone who will make the Rhodes Scholarship program extremely proud.
The other 9 nominees were Jessica Yap, Jordan Carty, Jacob Phillips, Michael Basir, France Brown, Jermaine Brown, Janelle Walker, Peter Gay Facey and Chanel Grant. Vision 2030 Jamaica, or National Development Plan, is the roadmap guiding Jamaica to developed country status. How much do you know about the plans for your country? Visit vision2030.gov.jm and find out more.
If you're granted legal aid for a matter in court, the private lawyer assigned must take instructions at the earliest convenience regarding the offense. Inquire about your physical well-being. Represent you vigorously and fearlessly. Ensure full disclosure by the prosecution. Apply for bail. Engage in the necessary research and preparation to advance your case. The Legal Aid Council, ensuring access to justice for all.
Now it's time to take tips on being a good parent. Be the one to boost your child's self-esteem. Children start to develop their sense of self as babies, and the process continues into adulthood. Your tone of voice, body language, and all other expressions are absorbed by them. Your words and actions will affect their mental and emotional development more than anything else. That tip was brought to you by the Jamaica Information Service. And that's where we end today's program. Thanks for staying with us. Join us tomorrow as we highlight happenings Roundabout JA. With studio engineer Joel Samuels, I am Vanessa Silvera. Walk good.
This has been a production of the Jamaica Information Service.